WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The troposphere is where the weather occurs. So how do we get reliable measurements of those conditions? For over 60 years, observations of the upper atmosphere have been made by using radiosondes. The radiosonde is a small, expendable instrument package suspended below a 6-foot-high balloon filled with hydrogen or helium. As the radiosonde is carried aloft, sensors measure profiles of pressure, temperature, and relative humidity. These sensors are linked to a battery-powered 300-milliwatt radio transmitter that sends the sensor measurements to a ground receiver on a radio frequency around 1700 megahertz. By tracking the position of the radiosonde in flight, wind speed and wind direction information are also obtained. A radiosonde flight can last up to 2 hours. During this time, the radiosonde can ascend to over 110,000 feet and travel more than 125 miles from the release point. When the balloon expands beyond its elastic limit, you know what happens. It bursts. A small parachute then allows the instrument to fall gently back to Earth without endangering anyone. Only about 20% of the approximately 75,000 radiosondes released by the National Weather Service each year are found and returned for reconditioning. These rebuilt radiosondes are used again, saving the cost of a new instrument. A complete radiosonde package costs about $350. Although all the data from the flight are used, data from the surface to 400 millibar pressure level, or about 23,000 feet, are considered minimally acceptable for National Weather Service operations. Should a flight fail before reaching 400 millibars, a second release is often made. Worldwide, there are nearly 900 upper air observation stations. Most are located in the Northern Hemisphere, and all observations are taken usually at the same time each day, 00 and 12Z UTC, 365 days a year. Observations are made by the National Weather Service at about 92 stations in the continental United States, with data exchanged between countries through international agreements. The data is applied to a broad spectrum of efforts, including input for computer-based weather prediction models, local severe storm, aviation and marine forecasts, weather and climate change research, input for air pollution models, and ground truth for satellite data. The radiosonde. The balloon gets all the credit, but the radiosonde does all the work. That's WeatherBrains 101 for this edition. If you have questions about weather terms, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.